We've reached a point where we must now deal with the issue of the blockade beyond just sloganeering and declarations that do not take us to an action where we deal with the economic suffering of the people of Cuba. They were suffering when we were suffering. They liberated us, and today it is our turn, all of us in Africa, to play that very significant role in Cuba. They've been to Africa. They never left with our mineral resources. And today we can't again have the world keeping quiet on a unilateral illegal blockade that is now affecting Cuba, not only politically, but also economically.